I decided not to remove Yogi's horns when he was a calf, which is called disbudding, because I felt the process was cruel. And though I knew cows' horns can be removed later in life for safety reasons, this is major surgery and very painful, because the horns contain blood vessels and nerve endings, as well as cartilage and bone. So I decided that on visiting days, I would keep Yogi in a broad fenced-in pasture. That way, he could see and enjoy our guests, but at a safe remove. Alas, even behind the fence, those sharp horns were almost the undoing of an alpaca named Cooper. In a full coat of cold weather fleece, Cooper looks almost as big as Yogi, but when he's shorn for the summer, you can see how slender he is, and the two of them together look like Laurel and Hardy. One summer day, shortly after Cooper was shorn, he and Yogi were at the pasture fence accepting treats from our visitors when they tussled over a carrot. Yogi swung his big head in the direction of Cooper, who had no fibrous coat to absorb the impact. That's when one of Yogi's sharp horns struck Coop in the belly, accidentally goring him. A volunteer saw it happen and sent out the SOS. Meanwhile, I phoned the New Bolton Center, the veterinary hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, about 90 minutes to the north. As you can imagine, I have them on speed dial too. With help from a few other volunteers, we loaded Cooper into the large back seat of the Funny Farm truck and took off. The 90-minute drive took just 65 minutes, but it seemed like 9 hours. When we arrived at the hospital, a team of doctors was waiting to rush him into surgery. I don't know if Yogi realized that his playful poke had harmed Cooper, but he was inconsolable without his friend. That first night, I could hear him bawling like a baby. For the next week, he lay dejectedly on the ground, head slumped down, and refused to respond when we called his name. He rejected all his favorite treats, including carrots. He missed his buddy. Luckily, Yogi had also missed all the alpaca's vital organs. Cooper survived and returned with great fanfare a week later, almost as good as new, with his stitches healing nicely. The first thing he did was trot up to the pasture fence to see Yogi, as if to say, "Hey, pal, no hard feelings." Yogi perked up right away.